pesticides. Extension offices in Nakuru County will soon have the required training materials to assist trained farmers on integrated pest management, IPM, to reduce the use of chemical pesticides in the county. The County Crop Protection Officer Mrs. Hannah Oduor said today that IPM allows careful consideration of all available pest control techniques and subsequent integration of appropriate measures that discourage the development of the pest population. This was revealed during the development of the IPM curriculum to be used in the agricultural and technical institutions, which will further be cascaded down to farmers in the county. She said the curriculum will play a significant role in not only helping the farmers understand the importance of minimizing the use of pesticides, but also reducing the risks posed by pesticides to human health and the environment. The officer stated that minimizing pesticide use in Nakuru County is crucial for promoting environmental sustainability, protecting public health, ensuring food safety and supporting the local economy. Adding that excessive pesticide use has the capacity of degrading soil quality by killing beneficial microorganisms, leading to reduced fertility and long-term agricultural productivity. The reduced usage of pesticides curriculum is developed by Center for Agriculture and Biosciences International, CABI, in collaboration with public and private organizations promoting plant health. Mrs. Oda noted that disproportionate usage of pesticides can leach into groundwater or run off into rivers and lakes, contaminating water sources. This affects aquatic life and can make the water unsafe for human consumption. Also, she said overexposure to pesticides can cause a range of health issues, including respiratory problems, skin irritations, and long-term effects like cancer and neurological disorders. Hence, reducing pesticide use helps lower the risks for farmers and communities. Discouraging farmers from the misconception that excessive usage of pesticides has the capacity of killing pests faster than the required amount, she said minimizing pesticides residues on food crops ensures that the food supply is safe for consumption. Additionally, she said reducing pesticides use can lower input costs for farmers, improving their profitability and economic sustainability. And many international markets have strict regulations on pesticide residues. Hence, by minimizing pesticide use, the local farmers can meet these standards, gaining access to higher value export markets. She warned the farmers that pesticides often harm non-targeted organisms, including pollinators like bees, which are crucial for crop production. Reducing pesticides use helps protect these species and the overall ecosystem health. Mrs. Oda said the curriculum is developed by Center for Agriculture and Biosciences International, CABI, in collaboration with public and private organizations promoting plant health. She emphasized that the sole aim of the curriculum is promoting less reliance on chemical inputs and aligns with traditional and organic farming practices, which are often more sustainable and culturally accepted in many communities.